Today's Daily Breath is supported by Noom. Build healthier habits with Noom. Welcome back. Thank you for joining me as we move from human to meta-human. The stringing together of perceptual snapshots creates a sense of continuity. The same way a movie is created from the rapid sequence of still frames. Once again, the stringing together of perceptual snapshots creates a sense of continuity. The same way a movie is created from the rapid sequence of still frames. I think I've addressed this particular principle in other ways before on Daily Breath, but it's important to recognize this also as part of the sequence of our journey. So let's take some examples. When the invention of motion pictures revealed that our eyes can be fooled by stringing together a series of snapshots at 24 or 26 frames a second, a deeper truth about reality was also revealed. The human brain works through the fluctuation of, you might say, electrochemical activity in neurons, which are brain cells. Each fluctuation is a burst of energy, followed by a pause, then the next burst. The bursts slice reality into bits of information from the five senses. When a train races past you, you're not seeing it in motion. You're seeing bursts of information in your brain that give the illusion of motion. How do we see the world in motion so we can live in motion? Think about that. Let's take a mental object in motion, since we just talked about the train. Close your eyes and see a moving train mentally, in your imagination. And what you're doing, actually, you're producing images one after another, and the experience of motion of the train is you, the presence between the snapshots, because it's the only thing that is continuous. Everything else is not continuous. It's jerky. Right this moment, as you imagine a moving train, you as consciousness or awareness are turning on and turning off images in rapid sequence. So in your imagination, you can see a moving train. Now, you may not realize this, but everything that you see in the world as moving is a series of snapshots which are each independent, but you as presence are giving the experience of continuity, and therefore you are actually generating the experience of motion. It doesn't matter what is moving, your body, a train, a flag. I'm reminded of an old Zen teaching where there are two monks and they're looking at a flag moving in the wind. And one of the monks says, "The flag is moving." And his friend, the other monk apprentice, says, no, it's not the flag that's moving, it's the wind that is moving. And they keep arguing about this. And finally they go to their teacher, their guru, the head monk, and they say, "Can you help us with this conundrum? I say the flag is moving and my friend says the wind is moving. Who's right?" And the boss, the guru, he says, "You're both wrong. The flag is not moving and the wind is not moving. Only the mind is moving. And the mind is the movement of consciousness." So consciousness by itself doesn't move. It's always present as the witnessing awareness. But as it modifies itself into various modes of knowing, various modes of seeing, various modes of observing, then that creates the motion of the moving world, including the moving body. as we continue on our path, consider the things you could do to help yourself. Our sponsor, Noom, is a great resource for changing habits. Noom is a guide to help you live a healthier lifestyle and hopefully be a happier you because of it. Noom will help you build healthier habits to lose weight without dieting. You don't have to change it all in one day. Small steps make big progress. Sign up for your trial today at Noom, Noom.com/dailybreath. What do you have to lose? Visit Noom.com/dailybreath to start your trial today. That's Noom.com/dailybreath, the last weight loss program you'll need. Think about this, reflect on this, and when you finish, come back and start all over again till you get it.